Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dead Is Not an Option by Marlene Perez. Performed by Susie Jackson. Produced by Audible Inc.
Chapter 1. I was haunting the mailbox. It was already late March, and I should have been receiving an acceptance letter any time. At least, that's what I hoped. I had applied to 3 colleges, but UC Nightshade was my first choice. It might seem weird to want to stay in the same small town where I'd always lived, but my father, through no fault of his own, had been away from the family and hadn't been back home that long. I couldn't bear to disappoint him by leaving. Besides, my 2 older sisters already went to UC Nightshade, so I'd have the benefit of their advice. And more important, my boyfriend, Ryan, was applying to UC Nightshade too. On my way home from school, I spotted someone in a blue uniform standing in front of our mailbox, the postal carrier. But when I rushed up, I was surprised to see it wasn't our usual carrier. Instead, it was a strange woman with light brown hair who was standing with one hand in our mailbox. "Where's Mr. Johansson?" I asked. He'd been our mail carrier for years. The woman turned, startled, and I noticed a purple birthmark on her face.
"Vacation," she mumbled, and hurried off.
I was disappointed to find the mailbox empty. The anticipation was going to kill me. My whole family had noticed my frequent trips to the mailbox, and Poppy sometimes messed with me by hiding the mail. Mom's car was in the driveway, which meant she was home already. I walked through the front door and into the hallway.